Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's year's off to a great start. To those of you who may be joining us on Telephone Town Hall for the first time, my name is Jim McLaughlin. I'm president of Local 99, and I want to thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to join this call. Tonight, I'll give you a quick update on negotiations, but before I do, I want to share some important information on Virta Health, a new personalized healthcare program for those of you who are enrolled in our health and welfare fund. To help us understand and navigate this new benefit, which has been around about a year now, I've invited Sophie Hayes from Virta to join us and explain what it is and how it works. So why don't you take it away and tell us about Virta?
Awesome. So Virta Health, we are here to help UFCW Desert State members eat their way to better health and reverse type 2 diabetes, as well as lose weight sustainably. So we focus on addressing the root cause of these chronic conditions and help our members use food as medicine, eating foods that they enjoy to help reduce their blood sugar and reduce their dependence on medication. So within Virta and within our partnership with UFCW, we've already helped over 710 members, and collectively they've lost over 10,000 pounds together, which is impressive.
Yeah, I would say that's very impressive. Who is eligible for Virta in our plan right now?
That is a great question. So Virta is available at no cost for fund members and dependents that are ages 18 and above. And for those members who have a type 2 diabetes diagnosis, pre-diabetes diagnosis, or a BMI greater than or equal to 25.
Great. I'm still surprised 10,000 pounds lost. And many of the members that are participating in this have other comorbidities like diabetes and some other things as well. Are we turning people with diabetes and correcting their health at all?
Yes. That is our goal here, is to help members reverse their type 2 diabetes and get off medication. So within just 6 months on Virta for members that have been enrolled in within UFCW, on average, they're reducing their A1C by almost a full point. And they are getting off of about 16% of their medication while also losing about 8.5% of their body weight. And we've had some really great member testimonials as well from folks who might have tried just about everything under the sun, trying different diets, different playbooks, and haven't really found anything that fits. And we do have one member that I would just love to highlight who has lost over 50 pounds after just 7 months on Virta. Their story, they really talk about how they've tried every trick in the book, and they also got on weight loss medication. But whenever they were with Virta, they were really able to learn how certain foods work within their body, even with certain allergens, and make those small lifestyle changes that really compound and can really lead to lasting results over time. And also, this member was able to reduce her medication, titrating down by over 80% with her GLP-1.
That's fantastic. And speaking of GLP-1, which really is a very popular drug right now, people are talking about it and people are seeing incredible results. If someone is prescribed a GLP-1 by their doctor now, they have to go through the Virta program. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. So Virta will take over as that primary prescriber for those GLP-1 drugs. And whenever you get enrolled in Virta, you'll get a dedicated care team. And so we can help you manage that drug, make sure you're on the most appropriate dose for you and your body, and also help provide that additional nutrition support. So we offer personalized nutrition therapy. So really helping members understand how those drugs can impact their body to reach their weight loss goals, and also what they can do to make the appropriate dietary changes. So with the goal of, if they don't want to be on this drug forever, if they're maybe having side effects, they can get support from their health coach and their Virta provider right within the Virta Health app. And then we can also help them create a sustainable plan to slowly get off of the GLP-1 drugs, and make sure that once they are off the drugs, they can keep that weight loss down with those sustainable lifestyle choices.
Great. And for all of us on the call, I mean, GLP drugs are expensive. They're not a cheap solution for weight loss. And so it's important to all of us on the on this call to make sure that we keep our health fund strong and make sure that people that are taking those medications are taking them appropriately and using them successfully. And so if our members have any questions about Virta, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you all?
Yes, if members are interested, they can go to vertahealth.com/OptumRx to get started and learn more. That is where they can get in and start the application to enroll. And from there, you can actually get connected with a enrollment advisor at Virta. So that is someone you can talk to over the phone, and they can answer any questions about you, your person, your specific health history, whether you qualify or not. So if you have type 2 diabetes, you think you may be on that pre-diabetic range, or you're just looking to lose weight, you can go to vertahealth.com and get started.
Fantastic. And we will have a link on our website when we put this up tonight or tomorrow. Is there anything else our members should know about this program that my questions and your comments may not have covered?
I will just wrap up by saying our focus and approach, we really want to address that root cause of chronic metabolic conditions. And so we really focus on building practical, lasting habits, focusing on food quality, physical activity, and behavior change. And that is all personalized to you. So you'll have a dedicated care team, whether you have specific allergens, food preferences, budgetary constraints, we will work with you to make sure that Virta will fit. And then we will also send you everything you need to be successful straight to your door. So you'll get a Virta Health Welcome Kit that includes a Bluetooth connected blood glucose and ketone meter scale. And then within the Virta Health app, you have a handful of different resources, and that's where you'll be able to connect with your care team.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds like a great benefit for our members. And certainly, if they can take advantage of it, it sounds like they might have an opportunity to live healthier lives. So, thank you, Sophie. I really appreciate your time this evening.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting us join.
You guys. Bye-bye. For those of you that are looking to claim your Virta benefit, do so online. And if you didn't catch the website when Sophie went through it, like I said earlier, we'll include the link to get started with Virta in our email recap of the call. You can also find the link and enroll in your Southwest Service Administrators member portal. So now let's talk about negotiations. You know, as I said on our last telephone town hall, you know, we've received a record number, thousands of negotiation survey responses from members really in every corner of our state. And as we begin the process of negotiating our contract, it's clear that there are a lot of concerns about wages, scheduling, hours, protecting our health insurance. And we hear you. And it's certainly protecting our health insurance is probably one of the cornerstones of our contract. And Virta, I think that we just listened to, is a great example of improving our benefits in a way to help our members that really isn't even done during negotiations. But we also have to be responsible with that. And that's why Virta is there to help protect the fund as well. So all of those things are priorities in these negotiations. And I just want to remind you on our health care, our health and welfare fund, we need to make sure that we protect the benefits, and that includes using it where appropriate. I would like to reiterate again from our phone call the last time that the only way we're going to be able to get a strong outcome in these negotiations is by staying united. It's going to take all of us working with our union reps and our shop stewards. They want to share accurate information as this process unfolds. Now, thousands of our members have already reached out, many at our stewards conference, but also beyond our stewards conference, asking how they can help with us in these negotiations. We're grateful. It's actually awesome to have so many of you engaged in this process. If you didn't have a chance to indicate, though, how you want to help in the negotiation process on the survey form that we sent out a few months back, you know, reach out to your union rep and they'll provide you more information on how you can help. To that end, I do want to touch on a piece of misinformation that I've been hearing about negotiations, and that is the contract expiration date. Our current contract expires March 7th. And we're working hard to put together our proposals and everything else to get a strong agreement before that date. Some of our long-term members will know that our contract's typically set to expire towards the end of the year. And I want to briefly remind you all why we changed that last time. So, in order to get the most leverage possible during our last contract negotiations, we recommended to the membership that our contract expiration be incrementally moved up to align with other local unions around the country. This year, our contract is aligned with negotiations in Texas and Tennessee and some of the other southern areas. The month that our contract expires, March, is more in line with Southern California and Colorado, although they are a year ahead of us. And so over time, we will try to line up the year now that we've lined up the month. Because the reality is, the closer our contract expiration dates are in alignment with other local unions, the more bargaining power we have here in Arizona to secure the strongest possible agreement. So again, that change was included in the 2023 tentative agreement, which was overwhelmingly approved with the ratification of the last contract. You know, as we continue the negotiations process, I want you to please make sure that you are keeping us updated with your most recent phone number and email address. Please send us an email at memberupdate@ufcw99.com. All one word, memberupdate@ufcw99.com. With your updated contact information, if it has recently changed, so that we can keep you up to date with the most accurate information on these negotiations. And finally, I want to announce that we have already scheduled another telephone town hall to discuss these negotiations on Thursday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. And we will send you all out reminders for that next town hall the closer we get to that date. But in the meantime, please, please do mark your calendars. This is a significantly important time for all of us. For our members in the store, it's very stressful. For the leaders of this union, it's very important that we're communicating and working together, but it's also important to show your solidarity. Union reps are in the stores handing out pins. Please make sure that you put your union button on so that you can be identified quickly as a union member and people know that we are in important negotiations. With that said, if you have any questions, please get a hold of your union rep. We will put this information out shortly, in the morning, probably on our website, so you can share it with your coworkers or others that may have missed the call. And that's really all I have for you this evening. But again, if you join partway through or we have coworkers that didn't make it, the recap will be out in the morning. Thank you again for joining, and remember that unity really isn't a moment. It is a mindset, and solidarity will improve our members' lives. So we have to live it every day. I hope you have a great rest of your evening. Thank you for jumping on, and we will talk soon. Thank you.